Welcome to the deserted village of Feltville and Glenside Park. This site is listed on the New Jersey and National Registers of Historic Places due to its development in 1845 as Feltville, a self-sufficient manufacturing town. While its most significant history relates to Feltville, the site has had multiple uses, beginning in the early 18th century as Peter's Hill, an outlying Elizabethtown farmstead, to its present use as a historic site within the Union County Park system. Let's begin with an overview of the site in the 18th and 19th centuries. Circa 1730, this was the colonial settlement of Peter's Hill. Peter and Phoebe Wilcox and members of the Badgley family settle a remote hillside in the Watchung Mountains. Though the family built mills on the Blue Brook, a 1770s gravestone is the only remaining visible evidence of the Wilcox occupation. 1845 saw the start of a transition from farmstead to company town. David Felt, the prominent owner of stationery stores in New York and New Orleans, creates Feltville on the Wilcox site. By 1850, about 175 residents live in the community, manufacturing stationery products at a factory on the Blue Brook and tending to the daily operations of the village. 9 extant buildings and numerous archaeological sites date from the Feltville period. 1860, a political activist makes Feltville his farm. Dr. S.P. Townsend, the New York manufacturer of sarsaparilla, a patent medicine, buys the site primarily for real estate speculation. Townsend is a vocal pro-Union activist against the area's pro-South New Jersey secessionists during the Civil War. The 1870s, an abandoned village. All activities cease at the former community, and the site becomes known as the deserted village, often attracting tourists and potential residents, including Thomas Moran, a famous American landscape painter. 1882, Glenside Park, a Victorian summer resort. Warren Ackerman purchases the site at an auction and transforms the former Feltville into a summer resort. An extant carriage, house, stable built by Ackerman, a tennis court, and the rustic porches added to the former Feltville buildings all date from the Glenside Park period. Glenside Park closes in 1916. In our next segment, we'll take a look at the 20th and 21st centuries.